I'm speaking today with Kathy Bueller, parent in residence in Prince George with the organization Family Smart. Kathy, thanks so much for talking to me today.
Hi, Kate. Thanks for having me. So yeah, I'm Family Smart's parent in residence for Prince George. And Family Smart is a nonprofit organization founded by a mom who believed that when parents are supported, outcomes for kids improve. So our main role is to provide peer support for parents and caregivers whose kids have mental health and or substance use concerns. And we support parents by giving them a safe place to talk with someone who gets it. We're not clinical, we're not therapists, but we can help with finding resources and navigating systems and education.
Can you tell me a little bit more about the In the Know event series and the online event being hosted for families and caregivers on January 27th in Prince George?
Yeah, sure. So part of what we do is education. We host a monthly parent session, and it's called In the Know, on different topics related to child and youth mental health. So we're using Zoom to gather, and we show our health literacy videos. And these are videos relating to all sorts of topics, from anxiety to substance use to school avoidance. And these events are, they're all free for all parents and caregivers to join. They just need to register in advance. And then after we've watched the video, there's a great opportunity for parents to have some discussion time, to ask questions, to learn together, to learn from each other. And the topic this month is self-harm. So I really just encourage people who are maybe wondering about support and resources to register and attend.
Yeah, this topic of self-harm isn't often talked about. You don't hear it a whole lot, probably because it's quite scary for people to talk about. Why is it so important to speak about and to bring people together to speak about?
Yeah, this is a great question. So yeah, you're right. I mean, self-harm is a really hard topic. It's hard to talk about. It's even harder to be going through this with your children. And so talking about it with other parents who get it. So first of all, it can help people feel less alone and less isolated. And second, talking about it really does help to make it less terrifying. And then maybe parents can feel more in control, less overwhelmed. So rather than feeling these overwhelming feelings or scared, parents might have better ideas about what to do about it. And they can realize, too, that other parents have strategies and insights that can help them, too. So, you know, so often in our challenges, we as parents can feel like nobody else gets it. Maybe their friends all appear to have kids who are thriving, or maybe they feel like if they talk about it, they'll feel judged or blamed. And that can be for any health concern, but particularly so for the topics that bring up such complicated emotions. So it's so important for parents to find the sources of understanding and trusted support that help them manage this journey that they're on.
And if a listener is interested in attending, what can they expect if they join the online discussion on January 27th? And in your opinion, what are some of the benefits of this group setting?
Well, so first of all, we'll do some introductions to the topic, and then we'll start by watching the video. People typically just have their cameras off for this part and can sit back and watch. And Family Smart produces all of our own videos, so usually featuring discussion between a parent and a service provider, and in this case, also a young adult with lived experience. And then after the video, there's time for discussion with the other parents who've joined. And people can turn their cameras on then if they like and participate in the discussion as much as their comfort level allows. So the benefits of the group setting are that people can ask questions, can comment on the video and talk about the ways it might resonate with their experiences, and learn that other people there have similar experiences and questions, maybe sharing strategies and suggestions. And again, feeling less alone is really key.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the most common things you hear from parents and caregivers when they do reach out to you about self-harm as a parent in residence?
I hear a lot about parents telling me how scared they feel, how frustrated they feel, how they want to help their kids. You know, it can really feel like a gut punch when you first learn that your child is hurting themselves. It doesn't necessarily get any easier. But parents can feel a huge range of emotions, from fear to bewilderment, self-blame, shame. I hear a lot of questions about how they can help their child. And, you know, lots of times parents simply want to talk about managing their own emotions around self-harm so that they can be there for their kids. And my goal is to help parents know that they're not alone. There is help and there is hope.
And you mentioned the sharing of kind of tips and strategies, how to kind of handle it in conversation, coping skills, that kind of thing. Can you elaborate a little bit on that? What are some of the tips and strategies you suggest?
Sure. Right. Yeah. So, you know, caregivers can expect to learn more about what self-harm is or isn't. They can get some ideas for how to talk with their kids so that there is connection and communication. And that can be a great step towards coping. If they can foster that connection with their kids and help their kids to feel safe and comfortable talking to them as well. So parents can learn strategies for how they can help their kids and themselves with those really intense and painful emotions. You know, sometimes it helps to talk about good coping skills, not only so parents can feel better too, but also so they can model good coping for their kids. And parents will also learn about trusted resources and where to go for help.
And what type of support can you offer to families who need another parent to talk to about self-harm or are maybe looking for more information? You mentioned some of those trusted resources. What are some of the ones that you most commonly recommend?
Well, so there are, you know, everything from local to online resources. FamilySmart has a whole range of health literacy videos too, like I mentioned, in our library. They're free to watch for anybody, anytime on our website. And so along with the monthly In the Know sessions, parents can contact me by email anytime. They can talk one-on-one, not only about self-harm, but also the range of mental health and substance use concerns that they might be navigating with their kids. So, it often helps to talk to another parent who understands, as you say, and I can offer a safe and non-judgmental place where parents can get these ideas for resources, helping them figure out what their next steps could be. And we're barrier free. So there's no cost, there's no wait list, no paperwork, no referrals, no age limits. Our goal is just to help support parents and caregivers so that they're better equipped to help their kids. I mean, when it comes to self-harm, one of the most trusted resources that I often recommend, Cornell University puts out an awesome website with tips and strategies for helping their kids cope, for helping loved ones through this. And parents and caregivers can contact me anytime and we can talk about other things that might be appropriate for their circumstances.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a challenging mental health time for everyone, I think, and perhaps especially for teenagers, and a really important topic. So the In the Know event is happening on January 27th for parents in Prince George at 6:30 p.m. And where can people find information on how to register for that?
Right. So we can, on our website, if you go to familysmart.ca/program/ITK and scroll down, there's a register button and people can register for events, and not only for this month but also future events as well.
And if they were to want to contact you, what would the best email be to do that?
Yeah, sure. It's Kathy, Kathy, .Buehler, Buehler, @familysmart.ca.
Great. Kathy, thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to me today.
Thank you so much, Kate. I really appreciate having the opportunity.
Take care.